Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at January 2024. We have finally made it into 2024. So happy new year. And we're going to take a look at each individual life path number, the forecast for January 2024. Before we get into that, though, if you haven't already watched or listened to your forecast for 2024, it is up on my YouTube channel and my podcast for each individual life path number. I highly suggest checking that out. Also, if you haven't already booked some time with me to have your own personal year ahead forecast completed or your numerology reading, I also highly suggest that. And you can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. I would love to take a look and to work with you. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the magic of this new year. Life path four. So my fellow fours, we have made it into 2024. How are you doing? Okay, so January 2024 is going to be a continuation of December, somewhat. There'll be a shift in the energy, of course, but there are themes that came up for you in December that will likely continue in January. And the reason why I say that is because in December, we were working with the energy of the 13-4. January, we are also working with the energy of the 13-4. So there's some themes here that have not been completed, that are still sort of ongoing and need some additional attention. And that makes sense, of course, right? Because it's our own energy. It's the energy of the four. So you could see some things that came up in December that you're still moving through, that you're still sort of finding some solutions for, that came up in December that they're not quite done with you yet, so to speak. So again, with this 13-4 energy, we could be looking at themes of emotions, like things from the past coming up that have some kind of emotional charge that we need to deal with, that we need to pause, reflect on, maybe potentially get some kind of assistance with, professional help with, whether that's through therapy or a coach or a healer or something, whatever works for you. But there's some things that could come up that have some kind of an emotional charge. And if that charge comes through, or that those trigger points, they need to be dealt with. They need to be sort of worked through, sat with and worked through. This is not something where you can bypass it. So it could feel like a sensitive month. It could feel like, again, a continuation of December. If anything sort of emotional came up for you last month, this could be a continuation of that. And so I do think that, especially if it's something around anything that may have happened in early childhood or you know, ongoing, but there's, with fours, there's often something, some traumatic event that happened in early childhood that helped to shape the sort of trajectory, right? And a lot of times with four energy, because it is such a solution-focused energy, the four will often bypass the emotional thing, the piece of it, right? Or they'll think they've moved through it, but they've often moved through it quickly to get to the solution, right? To move forward. And in doing so, whatever that was will continue to pop up sometimes at the most inconvenient times to be dealt with, right? Through some kind of catalyst that comes through that brings it to this back to the surface. And so I do think that there's something that really needs your attention at this time that is some kind of an emotional trigger for you. And my advice would be, do not bypass it. Do not try to sort of escape it. Sit with it, work with it, move through it, transmute it, and channel that charged energy into something constructive as opposed to destructive. And we don't want to suppress it. So there could be a lot that comes up around that. This could also be a month, again, of major transformation. And I say this because not only because we're working with a 13 energy, but also because the sort of animal wisdom message is coming from Phoenix. So this is like Phoenix rising type of energy, which is so 13-4 energy. That 13 energy is like something transforming or evolving, but to such a degree that there was some kind of dismantling or death or some kind of rebirth that was needed in some area of our lives. And so whether it was a belief system or something actually within the physical, tangible world, a career or something like that, that just wasn't allowing us to progress forward. And so there had to be this dismantling or this crumbling or this tower moment that sort of brought us to the ashes. And now we're in January working with this Phoenix energy. It's this renewal. It's this sort of alchemical change. It's this reemergence. So for us, again, because it's the 13 energy, there's something here tied to emotions, transcending the very physical into the more spiritual. And in order to do that, we've got to work with the emotions, because working through the emotions allows us to tap more deeply into our intuition, right? If all that emotional, I want to say garbage, but I don't mean emotions are like garbage, right? I'm just saying like anything that we keep suppressing is covering up the intuition, right? And such a big part of the four is intuition. It's heart-led, heart-centered. But if that heart-centeredness or that intuition is covered up with years and years of suppressed emotions and trigger points and charged emotional energy, we're really going to have a hard time not only getting to the intuition, but trusting it and listening to it. And so there has to be some kind of transmutation when it comes to this very charged energy of the emotion. So that's what I mean when I say it could be a very sensitive time from December and now January, but it's serving a bigger purpose where it's asking us to transform something. And in order to get more deeply into our heart center, our intuition, to follow that inner guidance. So because when we can do that, then we open ourselves up to sort of that deeper connection with our soul's calling, with our higher consciousness. So it changes so much, which if we continue to suppress or avoid those deeper emotions, because we see them as sort of a waste of time and, you know, holding us back from the solution, whatever the solution may be, which the irony is the solution really is working through the emotions and dealing with those emotional, whatever they may be. And sometimes we don't even know they're there until a catalyst comes through and triggers something within us. If we look to the external about, well, you triggered me, this is your fault, so I'm putting blame on you, then we're missing the point of the exercise. It's more about when something triggers us, we say, oh, I'm feeling this charge. Let me look within and see what's going on. And if I need to get assistance with this, let me get assistance. So my point is, I don't mean to keep bringing it back to emotions, but I think that this is going to really be key for so many fours in January, where there's some things that either it's from a past event or it's something where, again, you've hit rock bottom in some area and had to transform a belief system or transform an experience where now you're going to see sort of the rise, right? This is the rise of the Phoenix year, I think, for a lot of fours. If you're doing the work, if you're showing up, if you're, you know, and when I say doing the work, I mean the work on self, like taking the responsibility for your own experience, right? So I do think that January can be a really good indicator of sort of what's to come over the coming months of 2024, but it is going to require you to do the work. And fours are not afraid of hard work, but it's interesting because when that hard work requires the self-reflection, working through the emotions, working on self, sometimes we can try to avoid that. And so if you've been doing that work, this could be that Rise of the Phoenix moment. If you haven't been doing that work, this could be that sort of call to the Phoenix, meaning you could see some kind of crumbling in an area where the foundation is not solid, and you'll have to sort of get there and then rebuild type thing. But the base of this is around emotions, is what's really coming through. So so I would say be solution focused, but remember a big part of this solution is you working through faulty belief systems, anything holding you back, anything sort of restricting your progression forward, including emotions, right? Past emotions and what still bubbles to the surface. So big, intensive energies coming through. I do, however, feel like this year for fours has the potential to feel like that phoenix rising. Like you've done the work, you've been in the trenches, and now you're flying free. You're coming out of the darkness, so to speak. So if there's been anything that you've been moving through that's felt really heavy and really slow moving and just really like you've been in the depths of it, you could see this be sort of a turning point where you're now flying free. If you saw 2023 as more of a testing year, this year could feel more like a reemergence, right? Like a renewal. And that can feel really, really good. But the key here is don't bypass those emotions. Don't suppress. So anywho, that's all I've got for you today. I hope it is a beautiful start to 2024 for you all. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you again soon. Bye for now.